Middleton Libertarian Rolf Lindgren is offering his RecallDoyle.com website to the highest bidder. Lindgren says he purchased it in November and got the recall site up in August.
I kind of felt it was sort of like making an investment on a stock. I figured that for $20 I could buy a website that might be very valuable the following year.
Lindgren calls his site an educational tool on recalls. He says people need to know they have the right to recall political officials. He's not pleased with Governor Jim Doyle and says he has a pretty poor popularity rating and is a good candidate for recall.
Right now, 63% of the people in California want to recall Governor Gray Davis, and he's got an approval rating of only 32%. Jim Doyle has an approval rating of only 34%, so that would lead people to believe that he could be recalled.
Political analyst Joe Heim at UW La Crosse calls Lindgren's site bizarre. Heim says an elected official must be in office for a year before being subject to recall, which in Doyle's case is in January.
The fact that somebody would even plan this months in advance is a sad commentary on American politics in general, and the fact that recalls come to people's minds so quickly.
Heim says Doyle's approval rating may be low, but he says the budget problems facing Doyle when he took office were not of his own making. He says people may be unhappy with the way Doyle's handled his job, but doubts feelings rise to the level of outrage necessary for a recall effort to succeed. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.